Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane, and we're back aboard the Ebon Hawk. When we last left off, we were just finishing up the Manon side quests and about to leave the planet. But before we go, let's take one more look of interest at our characters on board. We'll start with our good friend Bastilla. What do you have to say, my love?
How can I help?
You're curious about something, aren't you?
Am I so transparent? I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, considering our bond. Yes, there is something I would like to ask, if you'll permit it.
Go ahead, my dear.
In our time together, I've been watching you. You are a true servant of the light. You follow the tenets of the Jedi Order despite the lore of the dark side. And with so little training, for me, it has always been a constant battle. Don't you find it difficult at all? You make it seem so easy. Or is that only an illusion?
I'm sorry, I just do what's right.
And that's enough for you. If only it were as easy for me. If only the right path was always clear. I've always struggled for control over my passions. I've always been too quick to anger, too quick to get involved. My instructors constantly berated me for it. I've often dreamed that I might be able to confront Darth Malak myself. I dream I can use all this power I have to kill him and stop all the death and destruction. I just think about all the evil that the Sith have caused, and I get so furious. Yet we are told that these feelings are the path to the dark side.
You have to trust in the wisdom of the Jedi Code, my dear. It's really important. Even though I think that destroying that kind of evil would be worth it, we do have to trust in the code.
Yes. Of course, you're right. I have to remember my training. The Masters know well the corrupting influence of the dark side. Although it is hard for me to imagine. The very thought that I could become as evil as Malak, I just can't fathom it. It just doesn't seem possible. I mean, how could I... No. Wait, I'm sorry. I shouldn't even be asking you this. The Jedi teachings are clear. Who am I to question them? And even worse, who am I to try and make you question them?
Could you explain what you're talking about?
These are dangerous thoughts. The indulgence of a vain mind. Please, forget I ever mentioned this. Let's just return to our mission.
Okay, well, Bastilla's got some information that I'm not sure I like. But let's go check out the rest of our companions. Now, I know T3 and Zalbar and Karth will have nothing to say here. So let's talk to... You know what? Let's just go. Do I really want to talk to anybody else? Not really. I think those Karth storyline and Bastilla storylines are really the only storylines I really want to work on. Actually, there's one more storyline I want to work on. Very specifically. Not that I don't care for Candorous and HK, but I actually really don't care for Candorous and HK. We're going to take a look at some crystals real quick. We've got a bunch of Blaster Bolt increased. The plus 5 deflection to Blaster Bolt. And some Damond crystals. Let's add that to my secondary lightsaber. We got a Crate Dragon. Fine. I'm trying to see who doesn't have anything on their lightsabers. You've got a Damind crystal. You can get one of those crystals. I'm not mistaken. These are. I'm equipping anyone who doesn't have a lightsaber equipped. All right. So there we go. That's done. I'm not really seeing anyone needing anything on the equipment side. We can. Upgrade Kalo Nord's Ordo's repeating rifle. Blaster, I should say, but I don't really see anything else. For some reason the game like made it very uncomfortable how close I am to my character. Let's talk to Jolie one last time before we leave the planet and see what he has to say.
Got something on your mind, do you?
You mentioned something about your adventuring days.
Did I say that? Strange the tricks memory plays on you when you get older.
So you weren't an adventurer?
Didn't I say that my past was my affair? You don't see me poking and prodding you with questions, do you?
But you've already said so much. I'm curious.
I'm not here to satisfy your curiosity. No staring at the old man. That's what the sign says, damn it. And besides, you don't really want to hear about me. We're talking ancient history. Probably before you were born. History bores kids. Proven fact.
Well, old people love to talk about history. Proven fact.
Oh, fine, fine. Have it your way. Just don't cry about it later. Yes, yes, I was an adventurer. Happy now? I wasn't even done with my Jedi training back then. I had a full head of hair and an eagerness to see absolutely everything. Sound familiar? The Council was never happy with willful, brash Jolie Bindo, you see. Even less so when I began my smuggling career.
I'm sorry, you were a smuggler?
Don't look at me like that, dammit. I wasn't always the wrinkled coot I am now, you know. I can still fight, too. So wipe off that smirk I see there. At the time, the Yucata system was interdicted by its own king. He preferred to keep his people starving and poor. All the better to oppress them. The Senate was trying to negotiate a peace, but they were getting nowhere as usual. I decided I wasn't going to wait. I found myself a ship and a partner, and we began smuggling food and supplies to the Yucata citizenry through the blockade.
Okay. Where did you get all the... You know what? Was it... How dangerous was this trip?
Oh, it was. I was a half-decent pilot in those days. And with the Force guiding me, we made it through some tough spots nobody else would have.
So you were a pilot, too?
Pilot, smuggler, several other things, too. Or did you suppose I was always a crotchety hermit?
Right. Where did you get the credits for all the supplies, though?
Well, we didn't buy all the equipment, per se. Some were happy to donate goods. Some we just knew had more than they could use.
Okay, so you stole it?
Stole is such a harsh word. They would have donated those goods readily enough if they were compassionate. I considered it a tax on the greedy. We only got caught once. A lone Yucatish frigate shot us down and forced a crash landing. I thought the Force had abandoned me, as I remember.
Okay. What happened then?
Well, as it happens, getting shot down turned out to be very fortunate. That day was the day I...
That day was the day you...
Well, that was the day I met my wife.
You were married?
You know another way to get a wife? But yes, that's when I met her. If it's all the same to you, I'd prefer to stop talking now. My mouth is starting to draw flies.
Oh, so he was married. That is some very interesting little bit of tidbit of information that I'm quite happy to know. All right, so Jolie has, you know, his story going on, and that is actually really cool. I want to apologize if there's any wind sound in the background. It is burning alive in the house I am in, and in order to cool off in here specifically, I do have to have a fan on me, because for some reason, this is the hottest room in the house. The rest of the house can be freezing, and this room can be boiling alive, and I'm not sure why. Anyways, let's take a look at that galaxy map and figure out where we're going next. I think we were going to be going to Korriban, but before we go to Korriban, let's go back to Tatooine and let the elders know what's going on, so we can kind of get a better idea, or give them a better idea of what's going on, and kind of get any tidbits and information before we head to Korriban. Because Korriban's a pretty dark place, right? Let's go take a look. I love this scene as we're leaving Manon. You can see the planet side. I wanted to let the music play for a second. We're leaving this watery blue planet. It's amazing. Now we're flying through space, about to launch off into hyperspace. And boom, into hyperspace we go. I love those musical cues. Those musical cues are something else. As we're flying through hyperspace, we are... Looks like we're tractor beamed.
Sith interdictor ship. They must have been waiting for us on the hyperspace route. We're caught in their tractor beam.
Do you recognize the ship?
It's the Leviathan. Saul Karras' vessel. My old mentor.
Uh-oh. This is bad. The Leviathan has us enter interdiction beam. This is bad. And we are just getting pulled directly into... we don't have a choice. We're getting pulled to the Leviathan right now. The Leviathan is a massive Sith ship. Like, literally, massive, massive. We're talking... I can't even get close
Admiral
to
Karras
it.
Taught me everything I know about being a soldier. He was a legend in the Republic fleet and a hero to me until he betrayed us. When the Sith attacked my homeworld, the Leviathan, which is Saul Karras' flagship, was at the head of the fleet. My family was destroyed that day and my wife died in the Sith bombardment.
Don't let your lust for revenge cloud your judgment, Karth, okay?
I'm not gonna do anything stupid. I mean, I won't throw our lives away in some mad quest for vengeance, but if I get a chance to kill Saul during our escape, nobody better get in my way.
Talk of an escape is somewhat premature, don't you think? We don't even have a plan to get out of this mess yet.
And I'll admit, it won't be easy. Saul's no fool, and he won't underestimate us either. You can count on plenty of guards watching every move we make.
Maybe Admiral Karras doesn't know how many of us there are on board. We all have special talents. Talents we could exploit so that one of us could stage a rescue. We just have to figure out who has the best chance to avoid capture so they can come and rescue us later. It's a long shot, but it's our only hope.
Okay. Let's see here. I have multiple options here. I could say, don't worry, I can get away from Admiral Karras' guards. Well, Stilla, is there any way you could use your battle meditation here? Saul knows Karth best. Karth knows Saul best. He can get us out of this. Or one of the others will have to save us. I think I'm going to say Karth knows Saul best. He can get us out of this.
The Admiral will be watching the three of us far too closely for any plot involving you, me, or Karth to succeed. It's going to be up to one of the others to get us out of this.
Well, if we're going to pick someone to save our skins, we better do it quick. In another minute, we're going to have Sith troops marching up our loading ramp.
All right. So, I am going to say... Wait, where's my... Jolie could use the Force to affect their minds.
I don't think I could use my Force powers to convince a whole squadron of troopers to let me go free. But maybe I can use it to get them to take me to a separate cell. They'll probably only leave a single guard to watch over an old man like me. I could use the Force to convince the guard to set me free. Then I could free the rest of you.
Okay, Jolie. The fate of the crew is in your hands.
Hold on. They're dragging us into the docking bridge.
Yeah, I chose Jolie as my savior.
We're coming aboard. Nobody try anything and we'll vaporize your entire ship.
Okay, that's... can we not do that? Can we not vaporize the ship, please?
These are the three we are supposed to watch out for, Commander. But there's more inside.
Bring them all. Throw them in the prison. Lord Malak will want to speak with them.
Oh, Lord Malak's here? What the fuck?
Bastila, Karth, and the crew have been taken prisoner as you ordered, Commander.
Excellent. Have you searched the ship thoroughly? Admiral Karth warned me to be on alert for any kind of treachery.
We found an old man in the back. I think we should keep him separate from the others for questioning.
A strange request. And why do you think this old man should be segregated?
I'm not sure, Commander. After speaking with him, I just think we should question him away from the others. I agree, Commander. After speaking with the old man, I think we should question him away from the others.
Very well. The Admiral is probably too busy to bother with this old man anyway. Take him to solitary confinement for interrogation. Report back to me if you learn anything.
Wow, that worked.
Karth, it has been far too long since we last spoke.
We're seeing the Admiral.
I see the recent months have not been kind in your case. I barely recognized you.
But I recognize you, Saul. I see your face every night, even as I promise myself I will kill you for what you did to my homeworld.
Did you learn nothing in your time under me? As a soldier, you should understand that casualties were unavoidable. This was an act of war.
It was a cowardly act of betrayal. Your fleet bombed a civilian target into oblivion without warning or provocation, and the blood of those innocent people is on your hands.
In war, even the innocent must die. The Sith would not accept me until I proved I had truly turned my back on the Republic by bombing the planet.
My wife died in that attack, Saul. And for that, I swear I'll kill you.
You used to be a man of action, not of empty words. Cling to your lust for revenge if you must, but spare me your tired threats. I've heard them all before. You're an insignificant part of these events anyway. Lord Malak is far more interested in your Jedi companions. He has great plans for them.
We will never serve Malak or the dark side. The Sith will be destroyed, Admiral Carath, as will you if you don't turn away from this path.
Your words are brave, Bastila, but the lure of the dark side is hard to resist, or so I've been told. I wonder if your companion is as devoted to the light as you are.
You're wasting your time, Saul. I'll never betray the Jedi.
You're defiant. I'm certain Malak will find your loyalty to the Jedi amusing. The Dark Lord would probably reward me if I just killed you once and for all, but he may want to question you given the trouble you've caused him and the history between you.
Sorry, what are you talking about? What history?
You mean, oh, this can't be true, can it? You really don't know what's going on here, do you? Well, I won't be the one to deprive Malak of the pleasure of telling you himself. The Dark Lord will no doubt torture you for information and for his own twisted pleasure. Eventually, you will tell him everything. The Sith can be very persuasive. However, Lord Malak is in another sector. It may be some time before he arrives, so I suppose I will have to fill in for him until then. Activate the torture fields. Enough. I don't want them to pass out before I question them. Malak will appreciate any information I can give him when he arrives.
Don't waste your breath, Saul. We won't answer any of your questions.
I'm sure you won't. However, we both know your friend's loyalties have proven in the past to be somewhat flexible.
My loyalty is as true as Bastil's. What are you talking about?
It is time to put your loyalty to the test. I doubt torturing you will gain me your true cooperation. Your will is too strong to be broken that way. However, even the strongest of heroes has trouble watching those they care about suffering. The interrogation will begin now. Each time you refuse to answer or give me a false answer, Bastila will suffer.
I will not betray the Jedi Order, even to save Bastila.
My pain is meaningless. Tell him nothing.
I tire of these games. Now I want answers. On what planet is the Jedi Academy at which you were trained?
Alderaan. It's on Alderaan.
Alderaan is nothing but a planet of artisans and philosophers. There is no training academy there. You must think this is a game. Very well. This is the price of your resistance. Enough. You see what happens when you try to defy me. This first question was a test. Obviously, Malak knew the Academy was on Dantooine, and it has since been destroyed by our fleet. Dantooine is an empty graveyard now. Nothing is there but a smoking ruin and the charred remains of your former masters.
No. You're lying. It isn't true.
It doesn't matter whether you believe me or not. The fact remains that the Jedi on Dantooine have been eradicated, along with any hope of someone coming to rescue you. Now, tell me your mission. How were the Jedi planning on using you to stop Lord Malak and our Sith Armada?
I'm sorry. We've been sent to assassinate Lord Malak.
Do you take me for a fool? The Jedi are not assassins.
I'm just like feeding him bullshit.
Perhaps you need a reminder of the consequences of refusing.
That's all we're doing right now is just feeding him absolute bullshit.
Listen, can you not hear her suffering? You can spare her further pain by simply answering my questions. Now I will ask again, on what mission did the Jedi Council send you?
You're a sick and evil man, Saul.
Perhaps another lesson is in order.
No! No! I beg you, no! Mercy! No!
I am surprised she did not pass out sooner. Rarely have I seen someone withstand such punishment and remain conscious. I see I am wasting my time here. When Malak arrives, you will learn my interrogation techniques are considered merciful among the Sith. I will leave you here in your cell with a small taste of the horrors you will suffer when Lord Malak arrives.
Okay, so that was a lot.
Don't try to move too quickly. You might not be fully recovered yet. Admiral Carath had his guards continue to torture you even after you passed out.
They tortured all of us, though you got the worst of it by far. Saul wanted them to make us suffer. He's become some sort of sadistic monster.
I can see that.
The dark side has perverted him, Carth. Once you start down the tainted path, it leads you ever further into the depths of evil. I fear he is forever lost.
No one is without the hope of redemption, Bastila.
Yes. I suppose you're correct. Sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that hope in the face of such unbridled cruelty. But you speak the truth. I suppose I'm taking the news of Dantooine's destruction quite hard. First Taras, now the Academy. Is there no end to the killing?
Maybe, but to be honest with you, maybe Admiral Carth was lying.
I'd like to believe that Saul was lying to us, but even as he said the words, I knew they were true. The Academy is gone. We should have felt a disturbance in the Force when the attack came. The fact that we did not is a bad sign. I fear the dark side is growing stronger, casting shadows our vision cannot pierce. I can only hope that some of the Jedi escaped. Rook, Bendar, Zar. I cannot imagine all of them being gone. In any case, we've lost our one place of refuge in the galaxy.
None of this will matter if we don't get out of this prison before Saul gets back.
Okay, so where is he now?
Saul mentioned that Lord Malak was on his way. I think the Admiral left to prepare for his arrival and to report the results of our interrogation.
It is fortunate you were able to resist the Admiral's questioning. The fate of the galaxy could be changed by revealing the slightest piece of vital information. I have to confess something. There was a moment, just a moment, when part of me was hoping you would tell him what he wanted to know. Just to make the horrible pain stop.
Sorry, Bastila. Watching you suffer tore me apart.
I know you would never do anything to intentionally cause me pain, but you did the right thing. I don't honestly know if I could have been as strong in your position. To watch you suffer like that, it might have been too much for me to bear. Did you feel that? A disturbance in the Force. The Admiral has sent his message. The Dark Lord knows we are here now. Malak is coming.
Well, then we better hope Jolie busts us out of here before he arrives.
I agree.
I need to speak with you.
What do you want, old man? You better not be trying to cause any trouble, or you'll be sorry.
The cell is too drafty. My old bones could catch a chill in here. We don't want that. You better let me out.
Yes, it's too drafty in there. Your old bones might catch a chill. We don't want that. Get out of there.
And he just let down the barrier?
You shouldn't have let me out, Sonny. That was wrong. Admiral Carath won't be too happy with you disobeying his orders.
Yes. What I did was wrong. Very wrong.
You deserve to be locked up in the cell for disobeying orders.
Yes.
I love this.
To be locked up for disobeying orders.
And then the Sith Guard walks into the cell! That's amazing.
What just happened? What am I doing in here? Damn you, old man. I'll kill you if I ever get out of here.
Then I'll be sure to never let you out. Goodbye, Sonny.
Alright, so now we need to go find... Oh, shit. We need to go find our equipment quickly. Short sword, stun grenade, that's interesting. Contraband. Shit, okay. We need to equip our boy. Oh, shoot, okay. Stun baton, long sword, and short sword. Oh, I forgot. This is my one hero who does not have. All right. Let's see if we can't unlock this thing before the Sith Guard gets here. So we can get into this contraband. Come on. 8 damage. Come on. A little bit more. Come on. One more hit, Jolie. Good job. We've made it into the contraband, which is Pazok spikes, short sword, stealth generator, Zok deck. What would a Pazok deck be? A stealth build generator. That will be useful. Okay. Standard door. Let's take a look behind door number one. Shit. Let's do a force whirlwind. Now, the Sith Troopers aren't that strong, so we're going to obtain some experience either way, but it does kind of suck Oh, come now. Come down, Jolie. Come on, Jolie. All you have to do is kill one guard. That's it. There we go. Get in there. Get in there, Jolie. Get in there, buddy. Get in there. Come on. We're going to do another Force Whirlwind. Yay! Force Whirlwind is like one of the best moves in the game. Honestly, Force Push, Force Wave, Force Whirlwind. Just like instantly lock up the enemies. We're probably going to try to grab some Sith armor from this room. I would have hated to have to do this one as like T3PO or something like that. T3M4. We're going to take a look in all the lockers, grab all the stuff here, which is not much for our purposes here, but we are going to grab some of the remains off these people. I was hoping we would get some armor or anything. We got getting some adrenal strength. I'm looking for some armor, anything, an advanced repair kit. Nothing in these so far. We're checking a footlocker here with a computer spike and a Sith pass card. That might be useful. And we're checking out another little bit of there. All right, so that went all right. Did we obtain anything else that we could use? We obtained a combat suit, but our boy can't wear it, sadly. He can't wear a combat suit, so that puts us in a bit of a disadvantage. We don't have our Jedi gear. We're going to toss an iron grenade down the hall and then toss a Force Whirlwind at him. That ion grenade probably could have been used much better later, but I don't care. We're going to take out this Sith guard that's rolling the hallways, and hopefully it's going to put us in a much better situation. All right, so let's continue down our way. We've got another standard door with one technician standing here, and it looks like another one standing there. I really would like my lightsaber back. Another technician standing there. We perform another Sith whirlwind or Force whirlwind. Whirlwind doing five damage for every second they're inside the whirlwind. We got the brig terminal. We're grabbing the remains, seeing if there's anything inside. Let's check the brig terminal. We can slice the computer. We're accessing security cameras. Cell blocks are not where we need to be. Switch to camera. Switch to roots camera. Detention area, not where we need to be. Medical. No, there is someone in there, but not where we need to be. Droid maintenance. No, not where we need to be. Switch to camera. We're looking for our teammates. Switch to camera. Cell block. Is that the cell block I came out of? I need 6 spikes to release the force field. Release the force field. That might be a good idea. That released the Rodian. Oh, shit. I just... Whoopsie. Okay, that released the insane Rodians into the system. Mistakes were made. We're going to check out the storage container in that room where the brig was. It had some computer spikes and parts. No big deal. I'm a little scared that we released the Rodians. That might have not been the best of ideas. This is the Leviathan episode where we're running around with a naked, half-naked Jolie. I'm not sure. Starboard cell block key. Insane Rodian running up to attack me. These guys are all just literal. They're just insane, apparently. And I did a Force Whirlwind and immediately knocked all of them away, which was nice. And it made them stop wanting to attack me, which is definitely a thing. But it looks like they attacked that Sith that I was being attacked by earlier. So, They did attack him, so I'm going to go check him out and see if he's got anything on him we can use, like Jedi armor or our stuff, which would be nice. All right, let's go check his remains real quick, because they literally ran across the hall and immediately killed him. Sadly, feel bad for him. The Rodian prisoner in front of us, let's check and talk to him real quick. Hello, my friend.
Russell.
She says, ha ha, me always knows a good opportunity when he sees it. Here, you help me, now me help you. Here, take Icebreaker. It lets you slice into computers on the ship. Me turn the breaker to work on the brig's computers so you can use it on a brig level. It will not work anywhere else. Remember, the breaker is only good for one use, so don't waste it. You go fight guards, me go hide, wait and hide now. Find a chance to make it to the ship. All right, we got a breaker. I don't know what that does. Let's check it out. It is a... Icebreaker. It is the brig. It is literally a brig computer terminal icebreaker. Let's check the bridge terminal. Alright. Okay, I don't see anything. Access system commands. 99 spikes, open detention area, unloads terminal. Right. Oh, that would have been useful earlier, wouldn't it? The icebreaker is good for one use, but like, okay. I'm just like flipping through here and making sure that nothing else can be. It. All right, we gained 600 experience points for using the icebreaker. Since that was the only thing the icebreaker could be used for, why not use it? All right. I heard noise. I'm a little worried, but we're going to take our happy butt up the trail here. Cell block, barracks, and this is an elevator. We don't want to go up the elevator just yet. Let's take a look. We were just from the cell blocks, weren't we? Detention, medical. Ah! I'm going to bet we can find our party. Party. Yeah, because we need to find the rest of our party. That's important. Find the rest of our party. Our group. All right, there's a technician. Two standard doors. And a technician. We're going to start with a force whirlwind. And get on in there to do some fighting against these technicians. First technician goes down without much of a fight at all. We're going to do a force whirlwind on him as well. Looks like these technicians are gratefully unarmed. No, he actually pulled out a weapon, but pulled it out just a hair trigger too late. Instead, opting to kick at me, because that makes sense. Not a single one of them had any remains on them. As we open up standard doors to the north and or the south, it looks like there's some droid upgrades, which we can grab. A flamethrower, a bunch of droid upgrades. Very nice. Very nice. And a decommissioned droid at the end. We don't have enough parts to reactivate it, so we're just going to leave it alone. And we're going to hit the footlocker here at the bottom of the room, which had stun ray, construction parts, droid flames, and more droid parts. Those will be useful when we sell them later. Maybe if we sell them later. We can open up the medical bay. There's someone in the medical bay, a Sith laying out, and some medical supplies. We're going to be grabbing some medical supplies out of these bins here. Some combat stems and some combat implants or stems. Patient gear. See if we can find our gear in here. The container is empty, of course. There's nothing in there. Patient is just laying there on her back. All right, we have still yet to find our gear, sadly. So this is frustrating. All right, let's open up the standard door and see if we can't find... We found the equipment storage. We're going to open it up, and it is locked currently. That is a sad fate of ours. That it is locked and unable to actually get into it. That is absolutely frustrating. All right, so we're going to open up the detention terminal and see what's inside. Unlock aft holding cell and equipment storage.
Well done, Jolie. I knew we could count on you. A Jedi never fails to get the task done.
Now, if I remember the layout of the ship, our equipment should be in a storage chamber just through the north doors. After we grab our stuff, we need to get to the main bridge controls. The bridge is the only place that we can open the docking gates of the hangar where they've got the Ebon Hawk. We have to open those gates before we can fly out of here.
We better get moving. I can feel the darkness of Malak's presence approaching, and I don't want to be here when he arrives. None of us is a match for the Sith Lord.
Okay, let's get our equipment and blast our ways to those bridge controls.
Surprise and secrecy will serve us best. A small group might have a better chance of sneaking onto the bridge undetected while the others make their way down to the Ebon Hawk.
Count me in, then. I've got a score to settle with the Admiral before we get off this ship. And I have a feeling I'm going to find him on the Leviathan's bridge.
Coming to.
That's a good idea. The others can get to the Ebon Hawk on their own, but Karth and I might need your help. The three of us will get our equipment and make our way to the bridge. The rest of you head down to the docking hangar where they've got the Ebon Hawk. You'll have to find a way to deal with the guards.
Don't you worry about that. I know how to deal with the guards. They won't know what hit them.
Good. Get to the equipment room, grab what you need, and get going.
We'll meet you there as soon as we get those docking bay doors open. Just make sure the Hawk is ready to fly when we get there. And may the Force be with you.
We'll have to get our equipment. Let's go. I want to say that our characters... Why is it that Bastila is wearing a bikini while the rest of us are wearing like a onesie armor thing? I do not understand that at all. We're going to check the lockers here really quick to see what else we get. Looks like everybody else got their stuff except for me. Apparently it was 2,000 credits. We're going to check the back, check everything. Check the bandolier. Galorian assault rifle. Everything is got. There's our stuff is all over the place. All right. Anything else? Anything else? It looks like I'm the only one who did not re-equip my stuff. Where the hell is my lightsabers? All right. And my secondary lightsaber. The blue one is. Yeah, there we go. All right. Now, I wear a... Here's my suit. Where's my super suit? Super suit right there, baby. There we go. Yeah. Gonna go with the Akani shield. Iridio. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Let's equip that response. Actually, I want the retinal combat package and make sure everyone else has got their equipment on. It looks like they do. Yeah, baby. Everybody's got the good stuff on right now. Everybody's ready.
Yes.
For a fight. Let's go. Oh, it looks like Karth has to level up. So let's level Karth up. Karth, Onasi, you get a level up. Level 15.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Let's go. It's time for a death battle. I mean, what? All right. Before we continue on, there is a bit of a thing I want to do. There is a man in the floor here. This is the corpse of Kratos Yukal, the toilet who ran the droid drop on Dantooine. The Sith must have captured during the attack on the Jedi Enclave and dumped him here to die from his injuries. Kratos Yukal, I don't remember you. Toilet who ran the droid drop on Dantooine. Was there a droid drop on Dantooine? I don't remember a droid drop being on Dantooine. Do you guys remember a droid drop on Dantooine? I don't remember one. All right, as
damn carking guard duty. Could there be a damn thing in the galaxy that's more boring than sitting in a medical bay, making sure some med packs aren't stolen?
I hear you. If I have to play one more round of Pazak to pass the time, I swear I'll give Admiral Kareth my resignation papers myself.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That was not in the base game! Those sounded way too crisp and clear to be base game. Let's go deal with them really quickly. I open the door and they immediately... Major Herka is slaying there. Let's put a force wave on the situation. And then we'll do an improved flurry and take out this guard. 75 there. Do an advanced lightsaber throw on the last one. And then my lightsaber came back to me. That was fun. Like, that was actually fun. What the hell? Connie battle stimulant, and Major Herka is now awake. Hey,
don't
Major.
Shoot. Only the guards were armed. I don't have any weapons. I'm injured. I surrender.
Sorry. Who are you?
I'm Major Herka of the Sith 2nd Battalion. Most of my unit was sacrificed for the sake of better strategic position in the last land battle against the Republic. Luckily, only my arm was injured in the attack. I could still make a break for it when we were overrun. Because I'm an officer, I was taken here to the medical bay for treatment. Of course, Lord Malik ordered that any enlisted Sith soldiers fleeing the battle be gunned down for desertion. I feel bad for my troops, but you've got to maintain discipline.
I'm sorry. How could you kill your own troops? You're a monster!
The Republic is soft. They don't even torture prisoners, let alone kill their own troops. That's why we Sith are winning so many of the battles. The fear of Lord Malak keeps the troops in line. It makes my job as an officer easier, too. Nobody ever questions any of my orders.
Okay. I can't leave you here. It looks like you're gonna have to help me get off the ship.
Why would I want to help you? You're the enemy.
Okay. You're not... Okay, listen. Not the enemy. I'm your friend. You want to help me?
Yes. You're my friend. I want to help you. You may have escaped your cell, but you'll never make it off the Leviathan. Your ship's locked up in the docking bay, and only the main bridge computer can open the bay doors. But you'll never make it to the bridge. Too much security. There's droids, soldiers, and gun turrets.
Okay. Is there another way around them?
Not unless you can breathe in outer space. The only corridor on the ship leading to the bridge goes right through the security station. You'll never make it.
Okay. You're an officer, right? You can get me past security.
I'll get you past the bridge security station, but I think your plan is gonna get us both killed.
I don't agree, but, you know. Screen is black. I cannot see anything. And now we're loading into a new area, looks like. All right. What is happening?
This is madness. It'll never work. The guards will see me
walking down a hallway.
They'll tell Admiral Carath I was helping you. He'll have me
quiet already.
I should never have agreed to this. You signed my death warrant.
Keep it up and I'll gag you. Are you forgetting where we are? Now be quiet.
Okay, we're continuing to walk down the hallway. Two Jedi, a Karth, and one Sith lady. This is quite interesting. And I'm assuming she's about to open
there
the gate.
You go, friend. I've unlocked the door and disabled the droids and the gun turrets, and... what's going on here? You used some kind of Jedi mind trick on me, didn't you?
I've used no Jedi mind trick on you. In fact, you're gonna help me get past the guards in the next room.
No, I knew you couldn't be trusted. Guards, help! The prisoners have escaped!
Well, it was worth a shot. Face on her. Improve flurry. Alright, problem solved. No dark side points for that. Just have to fight some Sith. So, I mean, terrible. Yet. Doors are locked because of intruder lockdown. We need to find another way through. We trick the intruder droid through? Nope. Open a standard door. Oh, shit. Force wave. We got 6 or 7 freaking troops in here. Let's take them all out. So many Sith troops right now. We're casting another force wave on the room. And since I properly set up the scripts, I don't have to worry about my characters not doing what I need them to do. Sorry, the game got really loud there for a second, and I could not hear myself over the game, and I was like, okay, cool, I'm yelling now, and I should not be yelling. That's not the appropriate way to stream to make these episodes. I'm surprised we've been so long. We're 44 minutes in, and I only feel like we just started the Leviathan little subplot here. We still have to make our way in. See if there's a way we could turn off this thing here. The bridge is there. There's the barracks there. Bridge corridor. See if we can't maybe find another room which has like a computer panel. Here we go. Slice the computer. Access system commands. Unlock, open all security doors. And open, there we go, cool. We're gonna check out the armory. Uh-oh. Nope, we're getting out. All right, let's go. All security doors have been unlocked. Let's get out of here. Before we go any further, we need to... Oh, shit. I was gonna see, I saw some Sith running around down the hallway. All we have to do is make it to the bridge, right? That's it. Make it to the bridge. Damn it. The bridge is still locked, even though we've unlocked all security doors. All right. Well, we have to find another way. Yeah. All right. We did a force wave, which actually worked. First Sith died. It was a dark Jedi Master is what we're fighting now. Second Jedi Master just felt like a slug to the ground. I did another force wave while it's also being stasis. That was impressive as hell. We have a decommissioned droid on the ground. No big deal. Let's grab this. Let's see what we got from the Sith Master. Nothing really. Just some mines. Some parts out of a box. Okay, looks like they're fighting a Sith guard. And we're gonna heal them really quickly. My party members ran across the hallway just to fight a Sith guard, like all by themselves. I feel so proud of them. So big. So proud. All right, where do we go now? Okay, so we're walking around now. I think that's what we did. We began the process of walking around the base to get what we needed here. There's parts on the ground. Field disruptors, all sorts of fun stuff. More parts in the room. Airlock, inner door. We can level up now. Let's check our skills. Of course, persuasion needs to go up one more. I'm actually going to put my awareness up because I think that needs to go up a little. What is the recommended here? Computer use? Yeah. We can take our persuasion up. Beats. Now, here's the fun part. We're going to take a proficiency in Master Flurry because I think that's going to be the best one for us. We're going to take... we have two powers now. We're going to take... I think we're going to take Disable. And I think we're going to take... Yeah, I think that's what we're going to take. We're going to take... I don't like the dominate mind ability. Though I think it may be useful. So we're gonna take stasis field. We're gonna take and dominate mind. I think that's what we're gonna. It wants us to take stun droid and we're gonna take dominate. That now I don't really like dominate mind as a principle. We're going to save it real quick. You will need spacesuits to go outside. Oh, do we not have spacesuits? We don't have our environmental suits. Oh, okay. Oh, but do the environmental suits work outside? Probably not. We'll need spacesuits. All right, so let's find spacesuits. Recover the mine on the floor. Probably not going to make it. It's a deadly flash mine. I'm just going to let it go off and heal myself from the flash. We got a medical supplies room, and let's see if there's anything in here. Right now, we're just looking for spacesuits. Hoping the one I saw earlier was not like a spacesuit I could actually grab. Because that would make me mad since I clicked it and nothing happened. But you know, you can't win them all. You can't win them all. All right, let's keep moving down here. We're going to move to the right-hand side. And we're probably going to have to fight a little bit more as... Yep, I figured we were going to force wave. Master Flurry. Yeah, Master Flurry is actually probably the best. I think it is the best flurry. Have. Oh, deadly gas mine.
I think that's been poisoned.
Yeah, we know. Nothing over here to be poisoned for. I'm so confused on why that's there. Okay. Cool. All right, we're continuing down the hallway, and we're exploring around right now, trying to see if we can't find the environmental suits. Oh, look, a room full of people, and I used force wave to knock like 85% of them over. Wow, I can't believe I missed on every single one of those hits, attacks. Force wave again. Please, thank you. Force wave again. There are so many of these enemies who I'm just like force waving over and over again. And it's working. Okay, there's an assault droid that looks like it wants to be my friend. I need to be my friend, buddy. The assault droid does not respond to you. Oh, I like you, buddy. I like you already. Why did she... Okay. Okay. All right, let's do a force wave. And then I'm going to kill you because I didn't even realize you were throwing grenades at me. Arsehole. You're just throwing grenades down the hallway. I couldn't even see him until I got hit with like three of them. Super frustrating. I was like, what the hell? I'm getting hit with grenades left and right. Why am I getting hit with the grenades every time I turn around? It's infuriating. Ooh, a data pad. Another footlocker. Where is these spacesuits? I'm looting the whole damn ship right now. We're in the middle of Shipoloticus Ludicus. Ludicrous Shipoloticus. Can I please?
Priscilla? How can I help?
I'd like to talk about what you said before, about giving in to your emotions.
Yes, I did end that quite abruptly, didn't I? Perhaps a master could have addressed my questions with the proper wisdom, but I never should have brought it up here. Not with you. Part of my purpose on this mission was to guide you in the way of the light, to help you avoid the temptations of the dark side. But I fear I've failed in that task. I don't think I'm the proper Jedi to guide you. I am no master. You should have remained with the Council.
No. Why do you say that?
The fact of the matter is, I have never possessed much skill at controlling myself. With the bond that joins us, it seems I have even less. You have maintained the path of the light side. But it has been in spite of my influence, not because of it. It's increasingly obvious I am unable to guide you properly.
But what now?
I don't know. I think I may have made a very big mistake. I simply hope that you are not the one who pays the price, ultimately, for the fact that I can't help you enough.
Well, maybe we can help each other, then.
That's a kinder response than I deserve. And I can see there is wisdom in your words. You continue to be there for me, don't you? Even after I keep pushing you away, you're still around when I need you most. You're like no man I've known before. And you're nothing like what I expected you to be after the Council sent us on this mission together.
How did you expect me to be?
Well, just different, I suppose. Things are not going as I thought they would. I need time to think about all this. We should continue on with our mission for now.
All right. Okay, so that was an impromptu. I didn't mean for that to happen, but I knew it would. I see a utility droid. There's some deadly frag mines. I found some grenade boxes. I found a gun locker with some blaster rifles that we can sell for later. A Sith assault gun, disruptor rifle, light blaster, armor locker, which has some Durasteel heavy armor. Ooh. We've got powered light armor. Backpacks on the ground I can't click. Got some grenade shields, it looks like. In grenades in the middle bar here. We're gonna grab all of them. These are the grenades that they the Sith keep tossing at my face. It's super great. We're a big fan. I'm joking. I'm not a big fan of being tossed grenade every single time I freaking turn around. But we did find the spacesuit! Yay! All right, we found the spacesuit. Now we can go to space. Space! If I can remember how to get to space, that is. I think it was this pathway. And then... no? Maybe. Where is that located? Is it right here? It is... the wrong direction. I am walking in the wrong direction. Oh, there's a Sith guard that just saw me. Son of a biscuit. Can you not do whatever you were just doing? Can you not throw grenades at me? That would be very, very wonderful of you. I don't have to kill. Oh, damn it. Force wave. We're just force waving them. We're force waving at them. Okay. Like, what is that? Why is that the elevator? Oh, it's the elevator. Why is that the elevator? That was my first question. Not why is it an elevator? It's why is that the elevator? I never cease to amaze myself. Okay? Never cease to amaze myself. Come here. Estella, come here. I'm going to pick up these remains while you come here. Thank you. You needed some severe healing power of the power of the force. All right, so let's head back to the place where the thing was needed. And I think that... yeah, so I need to take a left here. These hallways all look the same. The Sith battleship, like, literally looks deathly identical. So it is really weird. It's all, like, if you've ever watched... what's the movie? Have you ever watched like the second, or you ever watched the movies and saw like how the battleships looked? This is them 100%. This is what they look like. But before we finish this mission, I must bid you adieu. One more episode before we finish the Leviathan and find out what Malik knows. I want to thank you for listening here, and thank you for joining me for episode 23 of the Verzian Chronicles. This is the first episode with a new microphone, and I hope it sounded good. I hope it comes out well in the editing. And if you liked it, let me know. Let me know what you want to see. Episodes, we've got about 20 more episodes to go. So that's just give you an idea of how many more episodes I expect to be in this season. And we're going to be moving on to season 4. And I am so excited to be announcing that here in the next 10 or so episodes. So keep an eye out and look for that. Anyways, with that said, be awesome, stay safe, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.